Blessed are you, God of our fathers. Praised be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all creation praise you forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So for the whole week, we've been going over this story of Tobit, Tobias, Sarah. We have the angel Raphael, whose name means God is my healer, my remedy. We have all these things set in the evil demon Asmodeus, who is preventing this woman, Sarah, from having any joy in her marriage, meaning she never was able to copulate, to spend a night with her beloved on the night of their wedding, for the demon would kill that man before they could take the marriage bed. And so, as we talked about even just yesterday, God heard the prayer of Tobit, who was blinded and was wishing for death because he didn't want to be insulted anymore. And the prayer of Sarah, who was praying to God saying, I'd rather die than to be insulted by everybody because of my inability to have joy in marriage. And God heard all those prayers at the same moment. And from the moment they led those prayers and they entered into his presence, he had already fixed a way for them to be healed and for his plan to be accomplished in their life in a most glorious way. That's what's going on today. That's what's going on in our reading now, the fruit of that prayer. But I want to point out one thing to you. Remember how Sarah prayed. She went up into that upper room and she said, I'm going to hang myself up here. But then she said, no, I'm not going to do that because that would bring dishonor. And instead she prayed. Do you remember what prayer she prayed? It's very beautiful. In her prayer, she said this. It says, at that time, she spread out her hands and facing the window, poured out her prayer like a libation, like an offering to God. And she says, blessed are you, Lord, merciful God, and blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you in all your works forever. That was the end of her prayer. That's all she said. And what does Tobias, the one who has come to redeem her, to marry her, who was not privy to her prayer, what did he pray? When they were about to have sexual relations, before they took the marriage bed, this is what he said to her. He said to her, blessed are you, God of our fathers. Praise be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all creation praise you forever. You made Adam and you gave him his wife Eve to be his helpmeet and support. And from these two, the human race descended. And it goes on and on and on and on with this beautiful prayer. Isn't that almost the exact same prayer, a little bit more expanded upon, than what she prayed? That shows us that God hears our prayers. And God communicates his own spirit to us if we put our trust in him. If we align ourselves with his law, you know what? The people who we pray for, one day, maybe praying that exact same prayer unbeknownst to us, because God, the same spirit which inspired you to give that prayer of praise to God, can inspire the same prayer in others. It did it in the life of Tobias here. Did it in the life of Sarah. And so too he can do it for us. If we make that heartfelt pouring out of our prayers before God, we know that he hears us. And in here in this moment, he listened to Tobias. As we're going to see tomorrow, he doesn't die in his marriage bed. They have relations, and they live off to a happy, ripe old age as was answered to their prayers. The reason being is because they lived out this gospel. They put God first. Instead of saying, I got to make sure that I am armed with all sorts of things to fight demons. Instead of saying, I need to make sure that I take care of myself and this woman, if I sleep with her, if I try to, this demon's going to kill me, so I'm going to go run off and do something else. Because they put God first. Because they said, Lord, I want to love you above all things, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And prayed to him first. God heard their prayer. And the answer was done. And they were able to accomplish what God had put before them and to live to a happy, ripe old age. Same for us. Love of God is first. And when we do that and offer him our prayers first, as we're about to do here in the Mass, we know that all the other things which we desire, pray for, need, plead with God before God are going to be given to us as well. Whatever it is that is facing you or your family members or whatever it is, put that on the altar today. And as I offer these gifts to God, I'm offering your sufferings to God as well. And it's our trust in him that he's going to transform them into his very self. And in his own time, in his own way, in his own will, he's going to answer those prayers. Put your trust in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.